on as Mike would have wanted, every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
The heck is that? Good morning, Joe. Joe, put that on in honor of today. We're going to be out at the ballpark honoring our good friend Mike Kelly at the Giants. Sorry, the Giants aren't doing so great, but they're playing the Dodgers.
We're not honoring the Giants.
we're there. So if you knew Mike or anything about Mike Kelly, you know that he was a Giants fan and loved to go out to the ballpark. Candlestick Park, then AT&T Park, and Oracle Park now.
whatever it is.
Anyway, so we're going out there today, and I have some exciting news because I actually have a couple of people that paid for their tickets and then couldn't make it. So if you want to be the lucky person and come sit with a group of Mike's friends and family and colleagues out at the ballpark today, and you can get there by 12:30-ish, or you can catch me right after the show. I've got a couple tickets for you. So if you call in 707-636-1350, it would be nice if you had some kind of connection with Mike. So talk to Joe on the phone. Let him know, you know, how you knew Mike, how Mike affected your life, whether it was just listening to the radio show or, you know, maybe he helped you buy or sell your home or he was a good realtor friend. Anyway. Give us your mic story, and I've got a couple tickets for you, and you could get out of this heat because it's supposed to be pretty hot today. But it's also what Joe's got his shorts on, ready for the game.
Yes, I'm not prepared for San Francisco at all. But they said the high in San Francisco today is supposed to be 85.
Oh shoot! And okay, well you kind of get out of the heat.
San Francisco, is it?
Get out of the heat a little bit. I was in San Francisco that day when it was like 100 something degrees, so, which is really unusual. Anyway, I don't think I. Well, I think the announcer said who I was, but this is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. And anyway, so we're going to talk about real estate today, but I do want anybody that wants a couple of tickets, give me a call or give Joe a call. You can also reach me if you don't catch it after, you know, until after the show, 707-799-3617. That's me. You can text me or call me and say, hey, I want those tickets, and then tell me why you want to go sit with a bunch of Mike's friends and colleagues and watch the Giants play the Dodgers. So I'll remind you again after that. So a couple of quick real estate things since we are a real estate show, and then we're gonna dive in. I'm excited about today's show and topic. We're going to be talking with Dr. Quentin Martins. Living with Lions is a program. Good morning. He's here and he's going to sit quietly through my real estate babble. But good morning and thank you. So I'm excited to talk about what you are doing with tracking Lions and kind of just paying attention to what's happening with Lions here in Sonoma County.
Thanks. Is that right? Good morning.
Good morning. So we'll, you know, and it's a pretty timely topic. And also if you have the Press Democrat, grab the front page this morning, which is also quite a coincidence that we had the scheduled, and there's been a lot of stuff going on.
I thought you planned it that way.
I know. Yes, I did. No, I reached out, I don't know, a month or a month and a half or so ago, right after the Lion downtown. And I said, let's get somebody on the show to kind of talk about, you know, how do we coexist with these? We're a wild, you know, rural county. There's a lot of wild animals, whether it's, you know, mountain lions, bears, coyotes. I had a client who had sheep that were being killed by coyotes, and she had to start putting them away at night. You know, there's a lot of wildlife out there. So, you know, how do we learn to coexist? Let's just not get out there and shoot them all, you know, which is what I think a lot of the farmers want to do to protect their herds. So there's got to be a better solution, and we're going to talk about that and some other great programs that are going on through this Living with Lions program. So I'm excited about that. But first, I want to tell you about a couple of things real estate related. I'm going to be at an open house. I have a new listing out at 3364 Andy Way. This is a kind of upper Lomita Heights neighborhood. If you come off of Chenate onto Terralinda, turn onto Buena Vista, and kind of wrap around a couple of other little short streets, you'll find your way up to Andy Way, follow the signs. It will be open today from 1 to 4. It's a single-level home built in the 1994. It's just under 2,000 square feet, four-bedroom. One of the bedroom, the tax records, it's interesting because the tax records say it's a four bedroom, but really one of the bedrooms is right off the front door. It has French doors opening up. It's a great office area, guest room, you know, or use it as a bedroom. And it doesn't have a closet, which is what's interesting because usually that's what defines a bedroom. And I think what happened is when the developer, you know, put it, yeah, there were some options, and you can make that a bedroom or you could make it an office. And I think whoever bought it said, let's just make it an office. But it's still showing as a four bedroom. What's interesting is there it backs to one of the walls, backs to the garage, and it's a huge three car garage. So there's plenty of room if you want to put a closet in and make, you know, and use it as that fourth bedroom. It's certainly an easy option to just push a wall out a little bit and put a closet in. So that's your option for that. It has a great, really wooded, big, huge oak tree, lots of rose bushes, nicely landscaped backyard with a big deck. Living room, family room, both have a fireplace. So it's a great property up there in Lomita Heights, which everybody really loves. And there's actually you can walk. You can't drive, but you can walk through to Nielsen Ranch and to the, you know, the park that's over there. And I've seen neighbors walking their dogs back and forth and kids heading to the park. So it really is a great neighborhood. And I encourage you to go by and take a look. I will not be there because I'm going to be there at the ball game celebrating Mike Kelly. But I do have a great agent from my office who is going to be there holding it open for me. So I encourage you to go by and take a look. The price is $825,000. So that's that. And then, you know, interest rates, it's not really a lot to talk about except they're still crazy low. They're pretty much the same. There hasn't been a lot of movement with the interest rates. They're still showing up, you know, under 4, really, you can get in. Under 4%. So why not? And if you had looked at, you know, if you qualified for a loan and what you could get, what you could qualify for, you know, back at the end of last year, I really encourage you to look again because with the interest rates going down, your buying power is so much better, you know, and if you weren't finding what you wanted in the price that you were qualifying for, the difference in, we were up, you know, in the fives and now we're down under 4. So the difference, it really does make a big difference in what you can qualify for. Okay. So I encourage you to talk to your lender, see if you qualify or see what you need to do to qualify. If you have to clear up your credit a little bit, they'll help you through that. And then, listings are up again. We're heading into summer, school's out, and active listings last week was 1,002 single family residents. Now we're 1,057, so it's not up a lot, but it is up. However, you know, there's 517 that are in escrow or pending. And, you know, that's at least a good sign that they're not just piling up. They are actually, some of them are selling. And then, you know, condos, pretty much similar. The lots and land, you know, they're all kind of sitting there right about the same amount. And we're kind of watching those lots and land and a little bit of concern that those are going to start piling up with the fire lots coming on the market. Maybe people deciding not to build as they get to the end of that insurance 2-year mark. So that's something we're keeping an eye on. That's about all I have to talk about real estate related. Just make sure you come on out to the open house today and check that out. And then we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll be talking with Dr. Quentin Martins, Living with Lions. And we're going to learn more about, you know, what the program is and what we can do living here in a rural community. lots of ag land, lots of, you know, farmers out there wanting to protect their animals, and, you know, people wanting to protect their pets at night. And there's a way we can all coexist, and we're going to talk about that. And I encourage you to take a look at the Press Democrat, because they're I think I started to talk about it and then I didn't finish. There's a great article, front page. If you want to know who this is that's talking on the radio today, there's a picture, a good picture, right on the front, and all about the program. So you can read that. You can listen to us when we come back. I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be right back after the break.
KSRO, on air, online, and now available on all leading smart speakers, including Google Home. Just say, okay, Google, play KSRO. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO. Around the county, around the country. We're everywhere you are.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. Good morning. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. Heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. here on Sonoma County's FM News Talk and also 1350 a.m. So 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, 1350 AM, streaming live always on KSRO.com. And then don't forget, you can listen to podcasts if you missed the show. We're always podcast, usually pops up about a half an hour or so. Joe's real good about doing that. Probably quicker than that today because you're going to hurry and get out of here to get to the game. And just a quick reminder, I do have a couple of tickets to the Giants game today. If you want to call in 707-636-1350, you have to be there today, 1 o'clock, or, you know, really more like 12:30, and sit with a bunch of Mike Kelly's friends and colleagues and family. But I have some tickets to give away. We had a couple of people that couldn't make it to our day at the ballpark in memory of Mike. So call us 707-636-1350. You can also use that call-in number if you have any questions for our guest today. And with that being said, I'll tell you who that is. I kind of introduced him at the beginning of the show, but we have Dr. Quentin Martins here today. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Hi. And so Dr. Martins is the director and principal investigator of Living with Lions at Audubon Canyon Ranch Community Conservation Project, centered around the North Bay's mountain lion population. Dr. Martins is the former founder and CEO of the Cape Leopard Trust, a successful predator conservation NGO based in South Africa. And he has over 20 years of field experience, having worked in wilderness areas throughout much of Africa, Saudi Arabia, and the USA, from specialist safari guiding, leading a scorpion collecting expedition in for the Smithsonian Institute in the desert of Namibia. To mist netting birds in Central African rainforest. You have a very extensive. You've been around, and you've been around. He's done a lot. This I'm very impressed, and I will admit that I didn't thoroughly read through this before, but I just knew that you were the right person to be talking to about, you know, what's happening here with us, with our mountain lion. So you're currently with Audubon Canyon Ranch. And the Bouverie Preserve, is that
correct?
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Well. Welcome. So, I don't want to read through this really long list, but it is very impressive. And you know, if you go to the Audubon Canyon Ranch website, there's a lot of great information. But I let's dive in and kind of talk about the program. You are definitely well qualified to be here talking to us about it. So, what is Living with Lions? What is the program?
Well, I think the title of the program is really apt for us here in Sonoma County and in the North Bay, where you know, people have moved into really beautiful habitat areas.
Right.
And if you talk about, you know, ideal real estate, a lot of the animals that live here have had people moving into their real estate. And
right.
So, you know, the Living with Lions title really centers around this need for coexistence.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we are looking at finding ways of, you know, where people can coexist with mountain lions. But because mountain lions are this apex umbrella species, and pretty much everything in this area falls beneath it, you know, it really talks about coexistence with our wildlife.
Mm-hmm. In general,
as well.
Yeah.
And the way that we're doing this could also be, you know, a really cool metaphor for just, you know, coexistence generally, you know, even with your neighbors, if you like.
Right. And I think, you know, that's a good lesson for everybody. And I think you're right. You know, and they are our neighbors, you know, they're our wild neighbors, and we are living in their habitat or as we move further and further out,
yeah.
You know. So so the program involves tracking. Are you tagging them and tracking the lions? And
yeah, so we, you know, it's a science-grounded project, which is really important because we're able to disseminate really good data, you know, both in the scientific fraternity as well as, you know, significant efforts are made on our part to disseminate this in a more popular form and really connect with people or the community in where we're doing the study so that they're, you know, informed and learn about mountain lions and, you know, the importance of conserving the natural habitat in which these lions live. And, you know, to get people jazzed about the fact that, you know, wow, you know, you've got mountain lions living
mm-hmm.
here and actually... You know, I think that I love this opportunity, you know, being here on this real estate show because it's a lot, you know, our mountain lions, you know, are spending most of their time on private properties, you know, and for a landowner wanting to invest in, you know, a property or living in this area, this adds value, if anything, you know, and it's a way of drawing attention to how important it is to protect what you got and to coexist with these animals and ensure that this awesome area we're living in, you know, remains intact as much as possible. And
I think they're an important part of the ecosystem as well, aren't you know?
Correct. Yes, as a top predator. Yeah,
right, keeping the deer under control and.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you touched on it briefly, but you said that they live in private land, or a lot of it is on private land. Is that part of, you mentioned a program to me earlier about getting homeowners involved in tracking or putting cameras on? What is that program?
Yeah, so we you know, one of the components of our study is placing GPS collars on the mountain lions and tracking them through this landscape and getting to see where they're moving and, you know, what they're feeding on and finding out all sorts of things about their ecology. The fantastic thing about the study has been that, you know, when the mountain lions are going out there doing their thing and we're tracking them where they're going on these private properties, we have been able to engage with over 500 landowners already, you know, on a one-on-one basis on their properties where our mountain lions have actually made kills on their properties. And you know, this has been a profound sort of thing from an outreach point of view to have that engagement opportunity. And we've seen this opportunity where we can take this a step further and keep connections with these landowners, and you know, and at the same time learn more about these areas. So we're encouraging. We've started a really exciting project. You know, the ACR Trail Camera Project, which is a real citizen science, grassroots citizen science project, where we offer the opportunity for landowners to contact us and have us place and manage cameras on their properties. And every single property out here is essentially becomes a data sequestration point where we can you know, use those data from a scientific point of view to learn more about how, you know, what animals are moving on these properties. But it's also an opportunity for the landowners to get to see who their neighbors are on their property, and you know, we share those data, and the landowners end up contributing excuse me, significantly to our understanding of how excuse me, our presence in this landscape you know, affects wildlife and what we can do better.
Yeah, I think I think it's great. It would be fun if you lived on some land. So if somebody, if there's a homeowner or landowner that would like to put one of these cameras on, that they go to your, what's the best website for you? Is it through Audubon Canyon Ranch?
Yes, the ACR website is egret.org.
Okay, egret.
Egret as in the bird. Yeah, and I believe the website we put on. On the radio network's website, but it's really a, you know, it's such a fantastic way to have a tangible connection to you know, the animals moving your properties. And our team, we've got two really experienced people working on the project who place the camera just in the right place and in a specific way in which those data can be shared right across the whole county. And
nice.
You know, we're trying to spread this out as far as possible, and you know, the money that comes in really just helps us cover the costs of the cameras and that, but we're also trying to generate more funds that we can expand this project, and we're building up a volunteer network who can help monitor the cameras so we can use those resources wisely.
Nice. So you said that the money coming. So is that through fundraising you're doing, or through the person that wants to have, the homeowner wants to have the land?
Yeah,
I mean, so the camera on their land.
So for somebody who wants a camera, you know, what we do is, you know, the landowner would for instance give us $300, and that would enable us to buy a camera, buy the memory card, and all the batteries that the camera needs for the time that we're monitoring during the year, and for our team to come and visit and manage the camera sort of three or four times a year, and collect and work with the data, and you know, it's like a donation.
Yeah,
essentially,
and that's such a that's actually a, you know, really reasonable and small amount for $300. Yeah. And I can imagine somebody with kids, you know, with the what an educational learning experience to be able to sit there and watch, you know, our mountain lions and what are they doing, and and learning as a family what's going on in your land. I think
yeah,
that's
classic.
Exciting. Yeah, that's cool. I wish
We plan on setting up competitions, like the best photograph competition.
Oh, awesome.
And getting people more involved with. We've had some interesting sightings, you know, where the, you know, the cameras are like these 24-hour observers, so you know, you can get some really cool species, so we can have people trying to ID, you know,
different
species,
animals wandering by. Yeah, because it's not just mountain lions, it's a lots of different animals wandering around. So we're going to take a break, and then we'll talk more, you know, about the program, and then also kind of what, you know, I've mentioned, we're an ag county, and mountain lions on the other side of it are, you know, can be a problem. So how do we work, how do we coexist and not go out there and, you know, find better ways to coexist. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. With Allison Norman, we'll be right back with Dr. Quentin Martin's Living with Lions.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
If you're a Democrat and you're running for president, there's a good chance you're in Iowa today. 19 of the more than 20 are there for the state party's Hall of Fame celebration, the biggest event so far of the 2020 campaign. Among them, Beto O'Rourke, who's been trailing in recent polls.
It is really the legwork, the hours, the town hall meetings that we're having, and showing up at people's doors to invite them into this campaign that will make the difference in the long run.
Former Vice President Biden, who is not in Iowa today, tops the latest Des Moines Register CNN Iowa poll. President Trump tweeting that there is more to the deal that he made with Mexico to avoid tariffs on imported goods than meets the eye. However, he wouldn't elaborate on it. American Airlines now says it's going to keep its fleet of 737 MAX jets grounded until at least mid-September. That type of plane was involved in two deadly crashes on other carriers. Rafael Nadal wins his 12th French Open title, defeating Dominic Thiem in four sets. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
Need to move mom and dad? Need to sell the house to pay for their care? With extensive experience in senior relocation, estate liquidation, trust, and probate, I can help ease the strain of relocating an aging parent or settling an estate after the loss of a loved one. I'm connected with senior move managers and realtors locally and across the country for a smooth transition when relocating to a care facility or out of the area.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Red flag warning in effect for the North Bay Hills through tonight at 5 p.m. Today at 93 degrees with mostly cloudy skies, 72 on the coast, overcast tonight, low 57. Monday cloudy at 97 degrees, 74 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday a few clouds at 88, 68 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's Allison Norman here on Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. You can tune in and learn a little bit about real estate and a lot about the community and things that affect real estate. And we're going to continue talking with Dr. Quentin Martins, who works out of the Audubon Canyon Ranch. Bouverie Preserve is where you are mostly, or you're kind of all over the place, probably.
Yeah, I'm based on Bouverie Preserve, which is an ACR, a 500-acre ACR preserve, and we've got properties around in Marin County and in North Sonoma and Lake County and that. And we had the fires burn, you know, our property out. We
through
lost Bouverie. Most of our.
Did you lost your?
We, home? I mean, our mountain lion, my mountain lion office, and as well as most of our structures got destroyed in the fires. And it was it was pretty amazing. But it was at the same time, it's from a natural point of view, these fires have. You know, they're part of the landscape and they're part of our ecology. And, you know, we've set up a really cool program called Fire Forward, which has responded, you know, which in fact started just before the fires, but has been a big part of sort of going forward, you know, with this changing the way people coexist with fire, you know. So this coexistence thing is a really cool.
It is. It's across the board.
Yeah.
Well, and you're right. It is. I was just talking with my daughter and I were talking about that yesterday, the fires that can, because there's a fire now in Yolo County. I haven't looked at the update to see how it's doing. But it's a kind of a natural part of, you know, for millions of years there have been fires, and it's actually good for the forest floor and everything, but anyway, not good for the when there's homes in the path.
No.
Unfortunately, anyway, so coexisting. We are an ag county, so there are farmers, and like you said, a lot of kind of you know, backyard farmers, where you've got a little bit of land and now you're going to go get some wildlife or some livestock. But you're living up against wildlife, you know, and how do we coexist? What are some tips that you can do, that you can give us, to keep your livestock safe? Or your pet goats or whatever, and bring in the sheep. I mean, is it bringing them in, locking them up at night? Does this happen? Do lions primarily hunt at night, or are they out during the day hunting?
No, mostly at night.
What are some solutions that you would recommend for a property owner that has a little bit of, you know, some goats or some cattle, or, you know, not, like you said, not a big, huge farm, but.
Yes, I mean, to put it into perspective, you know, we have had one male mountain lion, you know, that his territory or his range covers 17,000 private land parcels. So, you know, these cats are far ranging. They've got really big, big areas. And because there's so many people that live here, you know, it creates an incredible abundance of opportunities for these animals, not just mountain lions, but bobcats, coyotes, or even feral dogs, or cats for that matter.
Right.
So you have a situation where, you know, mountain lions didn't go to any kind of school where they learned, you know, they're not allowed to eat cats or goats or sheep.
Right, it's and there, let's eat it.
Exactly, they're carnivores, and they'll take these opportunities. You know, for them, that's very hard to distinguish between what's right and wrong, especially because there's just so many properties and so many opportunities. So, our project has shown, you know, quite definitively that every single mountain lion out there is at some stage going to kill, you know, pets and or livestock. So, you know, the fact is, you know, as a landowner, In all of the situations that we've had our collared cats kill livestock and pets, is, you know, these animals have been unprotected. Mm-hmm. And in all the cases, they've been, you know, where people, these aren't commercial, large-scale commercial operations. We're talking about either pet goats or pet sheep or small-scale farming with less than a dozen animals.
Okay.
So in all of those circumstances, I would say that there's a very easy solution to this, and that is, you know, lock your animals up at night in a predator-proof enclosure.
Okay.
Now, you know, if...
What does that mean?
Well, what it means is, you know, and this is not, you know, I've kind of moved the topic, you know, from predator conservation to more of an animal welfare angle, because, you know, if you keep your goats in an enclosure where a predator can get in, you are essentially creating a trap. So that your goats or your sheep cannot get out.
Right.
And that's a traumatic experience for them to experience.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a you know, if they survive, it would be a really traumatic experience, kind of like shark cage diving, except where they open the gate. You know, my recommendation is that if you have one of these small scale operations, it's actually really simple. Keep your animals, lock them in at night, every night, and, you know, in an enclosure, a shed of some sort or a wire enclosure. There's a great one that's been set up as a display at the Sonoma Wildlife Rescue Center in Petaluma. I'd encourage you to go check it out and see what they're doing and their PEEP program that they got going there. If you're living in an area where there's really good mountain lion habitat, like next to a creek or something like that, and your animals are moving there in the early morning once you've released them, I would suggest taking this a step further and actually putting like a solar powered radio or something like that out there, and maybe putting it on like KSRO talk radio station, you know, any kind of radio station where you've got people talking, because mountain lions are less likely to approach there so during the day. But if your animals are locked up at night, at least you can sleep well and know that they'll be safe in the morning.
Right, and that includes bringing your dogs and cats inside.
Yeah, you know, cats, absolutely. And, you know, if you got cats, you know, you should really look into the idea of having catios, a catio built. There's, you know, cats are a real threat to our natural environment because they're predators. Not indigenous, and they're, you know, they kill, you know, billions of birds every year, and not just, you know, say like reptiles and things like that. So, mm-hmm. And mountain lions like to snack on cats when they get a chance. You know, it's like their local fast food.
Oh, sorry to all the cat lovers out there. Yeah, but no, you're right, and it's a good point. And to keep the cats in. That's interesting about leaving the radio, the talk radio on.
They learn something, you know. The animals, you know, they're enlightened and they find out more about what's going on in the world and their broader horizons.
Do you think they get smart to that and go, oh, that's just the radio?
Well, if they decide to open the gate and leave one day, you know that they've kind of got it.
Yeah, that's funny. So keeping them out. And as far as what if there's a problem, you know, a lion that keeps coming back, keeps causing problems. You're doing the best you can to protect them. Can a person call somebody out and say, can you relocate a lion? Is that something that's done? I don't know if that's something you do, but is that something that's
Relocation is not a good thing in any circumstance. You know, sometimes with a young cat, it's possible to do that because it doesn't really create an impact. But relocation is just actually worse than removing the animal completely. My sentiment with this is that, you know, if you have a mountain lion that's causing any damage, you know, I'd encourage people to phone us. To phone me, and you know, we can, you know, we'd be willing to help provide information. It might be one of our collared cats, for instance, and we have a background or a history to this cat's movements and behavior. The other thing is that we've, you know, where there's so many opportunities, for instance, you know, 17,000 private land parcels for a cat, they don't need to go back to the same place every time. There's just opportunities everywhere, and essentially, these cats, you know, they just know, well, you know, they can stop anywhere and have a snack if they want to. And, you know, the most amazing thing is for me is that they still focus mostly on deer. You know, 75% of their diet here is deer.
Okay.
And we've had about 10% being livestock and about 10% cats. I'm amazed that they still prefer to feed on these wild ungulates, considering all these opportunities. If we take livestock and pets off the menu, then they would happily just carry on just feeding on the deer because there are enough, clearly seems to be enough deer on the landscape for them to survive on. And, you know, fortunately, although mountain lions can be really dangerous animals and are incredibly good hunters, they don't pose a significant threat, you know, based on the statistics, don't pose a significant threat to humans at all. You know, I mean, 16 people have died as a result of mountain lion attacks in over 100 years, where, you know, 170 people die swallowing toothpicks every year in the States alone. So, these not to mention having vending machines falling on you, which I think 2 people die every year from that.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's not
funny.
Don't
walk around with a toothpick in your pocket when you go hiking in a mountain lion area, because the toothpick ends up being more dangerous.
More than the mountain lion. So yeah. I always do, you know, because I like to go hiking, and I know, like, up in Sugarloaf Ridge and all that, then there's warning signs around.
Yeah.
And I always have that kind of, you know, concern that, you know, they could be stalking. Because they say if you see a mountain lion, you're more in danger when you don't see them.
If they want to hunt you, they're kind of going to ambush.
They're not going to be seen. Yeah. But I feel better knowing that it's not a real threat. I mean, it is. I'm sure, you know, we don't want to tell people don't worry about it.
No,
mountain
lion's
not going to kill you. But
Never run from a mountain lion. Yeah.
Don't run. Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Well, you just stand your ground, make yourself look bigger, shout at it, and that, you know. But essentially, you know, it's these situations are, you know, typically very, very rare.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are many, you know, considering 40,000 people die every year in car accidents, you know, driving to the place that you're going to do your hike is a much bigger threat.
Right. Be alert, I guess.
Yeah. And it's a wonderful thing to have that, you know, because it's a primal reaction to an amazing predator. You know, there's nothing wrong with being scared or feeling scared about a mountain lion being out there. It's a natural reaction. it makes us real, you know, it makes us realize that we're just people. And, you know, we come from, you know, when we were walking around with all these big predators around, you know, we were often prey, and and it connects us to who we are. So that visceral kind of feeling or sensation that you have is a good reminder that we need to be present in our environment and aware and respect that environment, you know, and not take it for granted.
Right. And yeah, and especially as we move, you know, out in closer, all the houses being built out into really what was their land, you know, and now it's getting close. And then we go, well, those darn lions are on our property. You know, it's, well, no, it was their property, and now you're on it. So I think it's good that this, the you know, being able to bring your animals in at night, the predator proof. Where did you say somebody could see that?
At the Sonoma Wildlife Rescue Center in Petaluma. There's a great one. We actually helped my daughter, 6-year-old daughter, helped to build it as well. And we did in 4 hours. We built this really cool enclosure, and they do a wonderful program out there. So I encourage people to check it out.
It's a great the wildlife. We did some volunteering there years ago when my kids were younger. Great program. Okay, so we're going to take a break, and we'll come back and talk some more about living with lions and the program and how you can get involved with, if you want to have cameras on your land and all kinds of other stuff. So I'm Allison Norman. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We're here with Dr. Quentin Martins of Audubon Canyon Ranch and the program Living with Lions. So we'll be right back after this message or this news.
Bounce pass, Curry. Curry fires away. Three ball, good for Curry. Curry dribble drive to the rim, goes inside, hand, and scores on the left side of the bucket. It's a Curry flurry.
I'm Stephen Curry, and you're tuned in to KSRO, Sonoma County's home of the Warriors.
Warriors basketball on KSRO, powered by Gelati Construction.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my 4 children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Traffic on the fives. Weather 6 times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk. KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's the Real Estate Hour. The hour always goes by so fast. We're almost done. We're talking. I was excited about this show and this topic. I'm a animal lover, lover of all animals, and I think I'm just. We're talking about living with lions with Dr. Quentin Martins. It's a great program. I'm just. They're such an impressive animal. They're so beautiful, and you know, I'm sure you agree, because that's what you do, is track these beautiful creatures. And you know, we're talking about kind of coexisting, you know, across the board, coexisting with your neighbors, coexisting with our wild neighbors, and our, you know, and it's not just mountain lions. We've got a couple of bear sightings recently, which is interesting. And I had talked about in the past few weeks bears out in Forestville and stuff. This is the first I've heard of bears, you know, in Santa Rosa. I don't, have you heard any? I know you study lions, but have you heard anything about bears? Yeah,
bears are a bit of an anomaly for me. But there, we've got these cameras out, you know, again, this camera project that we doing is really so useful, because we're getting, you know, these sightings of bears going through some of these areas, and we can
wow, I didn't
kind of get some sense of whether, you know, over a period of time we'll be able to see whether, you know, the trend is that the sightings are increasing. Mm-hmm. You know, those data are, you know, more robust than, you know, just having these anecdotal sightings and that, because it's
right. So to talk more about that, how you gather this data is through this program, Community Science. What did you call it?
Yes. Well, we're just encouraging people with these amazing properties out in the North Bay to become citizen scientists. You know, and it's very easy to do that by joining our program and getting a camera. You know, we engage with so many landowners and share information whenever we do repeat trips. You know, mm-hmm. we provide more recent information on that we get through the science community on you know, that may be useful or helpful to landowners. And, you know, it just makes, it's this investment in, you know, you've invested in a property, you know, going back to the real estate analogy, you know, we see people investing in these properties and I'd like to see a much bigger, broader investment in, you know, for our future, essentially. If we, you know, if we want to continue on this planet, you know, we need to do, there need to be some drastic measures which see the slowing down of the deterioration in our environment. So mm-hmm. having people become stewards of the land and do whatever they can to protect these areas is essential. And we'd like to see this as an opportunity of you know, our stewardship program, our communication with landowners, really helping them.
Yeah, it sounds like a great program. So somebody could contact you if anybody has interest in, if you have a piece of land out, you know, or you're out bordering some open land, open space or something, you know, where there is some wildlife coming in, and preferably lions. Or do you just want to track any area just to see what's going on?
I think, you know, anybody with
some land.
You know, anybody who feels that they have some animals moving on their property, you know, it would be worth putting a camera out there, because they're often very cryptic species, you know,
right.
You don't get to see them that often.
And I wish I had. I live in the suburbs, but if I had a piece of land, I think it'd be cool to know what's wandering around on your property at night, primarily. So somebody can either contact you at 707-721-6560.
Correct.
And that's to find out more about that program, but also, you know, if you want to have a camera put on your property, but also if you're having a problem with a mountain lion. Dr. Martin would be glad to talk to you about kind of some solutions.
Yeah, because I mean, one of the realities that we face is that removing the mountain lion doesn't solve the underlying issue, because you know, bearing in mind, you know, that unless this is a very old, decrepit animal with systemic health issues, any normal self-respecting mountain lion is likely to kill your livestock or pets. So removing that animal isn't going to change the problem, because another one, sometimes even more, will come into that situation, come into that space. And it affects everybody, not just you. It affects your neighbors. And the reality is there is more than enough science to show that these removals do not benefit the landowner at all. Nothing at all. You know, it's the legislation that is out there is antiquated, and is not helping landowners. So by having a permit taken and having these animals killed doesn't help anyone.
Right.
So
it just opens for the next line.
Yeah, exactly. It just opens up. And, you know, as I said, unless it's an old, you know, animal, which I'd happily see euthanized before it causes more problems, which it likely would, you know, these other animals just go about doing their business, and they take these opportunities. And, you know, we have a good example where one landowner, in fact, a couple of landowners had, you know, multiple cases where his livestock was killed, but by different mountain lions that were collared. So every time it was a different mountain lion. So it just shows that if you kill the one mountain lion, well, another one's going to do the same thing. And then if you
to be the solution.
We need to be the solution. And
protect our pets and our animals that way, because that's their nature. The lions is their nature to do that.
Totally. Yeah.
So great program. You can visit egret.org. /living-with-lions And if you Google living with lions, there's a band called Living with Lions. So I Googled, I'm all Living with Lions, and it's some group, music group, and I'm all, wait, that's not it. So go to egret.org or Living with Lions Sonoma, and that'll get you to the program, or go through the Audubon Canyon Ranch website. Really a lot of good information and great programs. So this program, you pay, a homeowner pays $300, and it's essentially a donation to Living with Lions to buy the equipment that and then provide the staff to come on and look at the data. I think it's a great program. I mean, gosh, if you have school age kids, what a great project to be involved in, to be, watching the animals living on your land and what's happening at night. And it's a great way to coexist. And if you do own a country property, you've got wild animals. So, why not learn something from it? I think it's great. So, anyway, there. I mentioned at the beginning the Press Democrat article, and I'm sitting here looking at it. It's a great article, front page of the Press Democrat, all about this very topic. So, if you want to read some more about it, front page. You do. I almost forgot to mention. You do a safari in Africa. Is it in Africa? I noticed when I came in, I said, "What's the sign on your car?" So, what is this program that you do?
It's branding on our car. We've my wife and I set up a safari company called True Wild.
True Wild.
It's kind of part of our conservation, broader conservation goals, where we offer these specialized trips back to Africa to wilderness areas where. We provide, a specialist group leader, an ecologist or biologist or, somebody from California or the States usually. And we provide these services. I take some of these trips as well. And we essentially try and contextualize the experience for people where when they're out there in the bush and having this amazing wilderness experience, it's kind of brought home. How important wilderness is and how we, need to look at broader conservation, on a global level. We're really jazzed about this idea of doing this. So, I think that it has value because, everyone's so busy here. Often when we're trying to sell or communicate with people about the project, it ends up being like this elevator pitch. And there we have people unplugged for 12 days or 2 weeks.
Wow.
Sitting out under the stars, listening to lions calling around a fire, drinking, a small single malt or something like that. And just really appreciating how special these places are. We'd like to see how we can measure the success of this through getting people more involved in conservation back here in the States and California.
Right. I think if you went and watched it in the wild and really submerged yourself in it, and then you come back home and there's a mountain lion, on your property, you have a different appreciation for it.
Totally. And you learn things, skills out there in the bush, which will help you know, better understand your own environment and I think it would benefit people a lot.
Yeah, good. So that's called True
Wild.
True Wild. Can somebody just Google
True Wild? Yeah, truewildsafaris.com.
truewildsafaris.com. All righty. Oh, I may have to look into that. That sounds really cool. So we're going to wrap it up. A couple of things. Don't forget to go out to my open house today. I won't be there, but Alyssa Parker, Keller Williams agent, is going to be there holding it open for me at 3364 Andy Way, single level, four bedroom, two bath, 2,000 square feet, just under that. And it's listed at 825 up in Lomita Heights neighborhood. And then give me a call, 707-799-3617. If you want a couple Giants tickets for today's game, they're all yours. So give me a call. This is Allison Norman.
I did want to update one thing. You mentioned the fire a little bit. The skies made us a little nervous last night
because
all summer. Yeah. The sand fire update this morning, 1,800 acres, so it hasn't grown.
Still burning?
So it hasn't grown much, but 0% containment. So skies don't look bad today, but
Oh, but it's still and that's there. Over in Yolo County. Right. County. Right. Good. Yeah. So prayers out to them that they wrap that up, and we've got a hot day ahead of us. So anyway, thank you, Dr. Quentin Martins. Living with Lions, what a great program. I'm excited to read more about it here in the Press Democrat. I'm Allison Norman. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be back next week. Have a great day.
The preceding was a paid presentation. Winner of two Marconi Awards, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO.